This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Great win. Great team win on the road. Glory to God. Man, just an incredible team effort. Great win for the organization. Great win for everybody back home. And for all those that came down here and supported us, Bills Mafia, man, we heard you. We really appreciate it. Really do. Just tough football team. Guys, some of the guys went down. Some guys stepped in, did a phenomenal job. Nobody blinked. Kept our composure all the way through the game, which we knew it was going to be a challenge coming down here against a really good football team that's talented and well-coached. And we saw it through. So guys stood firm and, you know, they made the plays. We made the plays we needed to make, and it was a great way to end the game right there. So good to see kind of Trey, right, in 2017 and what he's now doing for us, and then Cole, kind of the other end of the youth movement here. So phenomenal play. So time is yours.
We've asked you to reflect on Tredavious' journey a lot this season, but just what did he mean to the team today with those pass breakups ahead of the last tip play too?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a better question for Trey in terms of his journey, but if you just follow his journey from the time we got him, well, if you go back a step or two, you know, it was at the Rams, and you watch him from afar. Like, we're sitting in Buffalo, he goes from the Rams to Baltimore, and he ends up on, you know, the season with them. We end up playing him. And then to get him back, and you just think about, I mean, when he came back, he still wasn't really Trey. Because he was working through two major injuries. And yet in Trey's fashion, there's nobody that works harder. And he's gotten himself back now to where he is. He's playing really good football. And credit to him and the work that he's put in, and our medical team as well. Just overall, he's just as good as there is in terms of his determination, his heart, and his really resilient nature.
You think about his journey back to this moment, and just a minute ago in there, he wanted no part of the conversation about himself. Does that surprise you?
Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, you look back in 2017, and the word that we had gotten about him was, you know, he was one of the true leaders on that team. In college, I'm talking about, right? And so the intangibles, right? You can build a team with, you know, said people and this and that, but it's about intangibles and toughness and how that those intangibles and toughness fit into an overall vision for a team and the culture of a team. And there's, in my estimation, no substitute for toughness.
John, along those lines, intangibles and toughness, I mean, I think those words probably describe your quarterback about as well as. Yeah. Any two. first the toughness to, you know, he's in the sideline medical tent a couple of times in the first half, to come back from that and then to lead the drives when you needed to have it at the end of the game. What did you think of it?
Well, it trickles down from him in terms of the team's toughness. I mean, he's one of your quarterbacks, that type of warrior, that type of competitor. It just, like I said, from a leadership standpoint, it just goes through the whole team. And we got to get him as healthy as we can, though, for next week. So it's not something we take lightly. And I did think overall that, you know, he took some hits today, but there was also times where we protected him well. And I think he got registered three. They had three hits and one sack. So credit to the O-line on that.
Coach, the fourth down play in the first half there, the Marins carry on fourth and two. Usually you don't get the benefit of the doubt on those reviews for spotting the ball. What made you feel like it was worth doing, and was it the magnitude of that play that convinced you it was worth the risk?
Yeah, it was a great job by the guys up top. You know, and then the magnitude of the play, it was close, we felt like, and I felt like it was worth the challenge at that point from a fourth down situation.
Did you get an explanation at the end of the first half? It certainly looked like the clock was at zero. Was there any explanation given?
No, other than they felt like it wasn't, and that they had one of our players offsides there.
Sean, I know that you don't pay attention to the outside noise and things said, but all the talk about not winning a road playoff game, to be able to come here and win a road playoff game, what does that do for a team to galvanize them? And is it something that you guys made sure of to say, hey, let's put that to rest?
I mean, yes and no. We were aware of what some of the talk was, but at the end of the day, the game's decided between the white lines, and our guys knew that. They knew we were going to go up against a heck of a football team today. And a well-coached football team. I mean, where were they, 8-1 over the last 9 or 7-1 over the last 8? And pretty healthy team overall, so which we've been battling through injuries really the entirety of the season, so our guys, including today. So our guys are tough, resilient, and, you know, there's a lot that we need to work on, though, too, as we go back to work this week. But, you know, couldn't be more proud of the guys and the entire team and coaching staff as well, and what they did to stick with it. I thought the offense in the second half was really good, and then the defense made the stop at the end to get us the win. So special teams did some good things as well, baked in there, but plenty to work on still as we move forward.
On a day where your running game wasn't rolling, to be able to win offensively in a different way, how big is that for this group?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be a two-dimensional offense. You guys know we talk about that quite a bit, and you got to be able to pivot if the run game isn't working. I thought Joe did a really good job in that regard at times. And, you know, the hitting the strike down in the middle to Cooksey there, huge play. And, you know, we made the plays that we needed to make when we needed to make them. And I think that's really the story behind it.
Sean, when you look at your regular season, it would be great if everything was smooth, but it doesn't work that way. How much did that prepare you for a day like today, when having to come back from stuff and keep moving forward?
Yeah, it builds character. I mean, you go into every season, you're hoping and praying that there's no adversity, but, I mean, we've all been around this long enough to know that there's going to be adversity. It's just a matter of what form it comes and how big it is. And we've really been dealing with it, you know, quite a bit of the year, and I think you learn from it, and the team does, and because you got some young guys who've never been through it. And, you know, the college game is somewhat different. The journey of a season is long in the NFL, and especially if you're into the playoffs. So this is a good kind of experience for our young guys to see the crowd and how ready you got to be this time of year in particular.
What did you see from your defensive players as they prepared to get on the field for that last drive and the execution to get that stop?
The defensive staff I was clicking over back and forth between the offense and the defense while we had the ball on offense. And, you know, they were doing a really good job of communicating and making sure everyone was on the same page, because that was going to be important, that, you know, from a communication standpoint, they had no timeouts, they were going to be on the ball. So that was the start of it.
Sean, was there any conversation about right before the final touchdown about kneeling or trying to take more time off the clock before that one?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, we know from a game management standpoint that they have a phenomenal field goal kicker and can hit from – what he hit from 68 or something like that last week or whenever it was. So, like I said, I went out in pregame and thought about not going out so I wouldn't get, you know, in awe of how strong, I mean, a guy's kicking it from East Aurora, basically, you know, which is in Buffalo, for all those that you don't know. So, Western New York, yeah. anyway, yeah, I mean, we knew that it was going to be tight. We practiced those situations, though, when you only can really give up X amount of yards. And if he uncorks a 70-yard field goal, I mean, that really only left us a few yards right there. So when Bobby knew it, did a great job, players executed. That's what it really came down to, is great execution. I mean, it seems like that's where the game's going. If you look at, you know, around the league, there's a few of these guys that can just unload kicks from all over the place, right? And punters as well. So I don't know. I don't know what they're eating or anything, but.
Related, what was your thought on Matt Prater and heading into the game? The decision to go with him and the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about resilient. Here's a guy that really couldn't finish the game last week. He has the week he has. The look in his eye was phenomenal. I mean, when your kicker's tough, that says a lot too. Your punter, I mean, Mitch has had to take over his Matt's kickoff duties, and there was no flinching there either. So Reed does a good job of you know, from those. Those are three veteran players right there that have been around a little bit, been around the block. But man, their toughness also rises to the surface.
Was that the plan going into the game with Mitch handling kickoffs, or did something happen pregame to Matt?
No, that was the plan. Yeah.
The scene at Josh's locker is kind of consistent over the last month or two. I mean, he's taking a lot of punishment. Did again today. How's he doing this?
What was the scene? What was the scene?
He's kind of sitting there, kind of looking like he'd just been in the battle.
Because he has. I mean, he's a warrior, and you know, everybody. That's the name of the game. Is you got a quarterback, they're going to want to hit the quarterback. They're going to want to affect the quarterback. They got a great defensive line over there that rushes well, and a couple first round picks at least. So Matt Edwards over there does a great job, and you know, so. But you go back to, let's just go back to the, we can talk about the result, but what leads us to the result and the process of the preparation and the hard work during the week and getting your rest and all those things, because rest is not easy this time of year, but it's important. And so that process, that preparation piece is what led us to the result today.
Sean, you mentioned resilience a few times. Shaq Thompson comes in after playing only six games in the last 2 years before coming to Buffalo. Interception early in the game, obviously the tackle on Trevor Lawrence. What has he meant to this defense?
Yeah, that play was huge. You know, TB has done a great job for us. Unfortunately, TB's been banged up, right? So what if we didn't have Shaq? So that piece is important for us, and it's the play that he made came up during the week. I believe it was a very similar play, at least, to the play we ran during practice, and we ran it over again, and it showed up today, at least in some form or structure, and he picked it off, which is, again, you go back to practice and the preparation, and I know that sounds like coach speak, but there's value to practice and doing things the right way during the week.
What were you going through in that last minute? Because you've been in that situation so many times. What was going through your head after he scores? You got 1 minute to protect it, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I really honestly wanted to try and bleed the clock down if we could, but it's like, okay, what plays that you have that do that? You want to take a knee. I mean, we could go through this for probably about an hour and talk about this. You take a knee, you're back. I mean, the ball's inside the one. By the time we take the snap and even just knee it, then you're like, okay, run the clock down to, 30 seconds, 28, whatever. So we're talking about these things, and I'm going, man, I know who they have on that side of the ball at a minimum, starting with the place kicker. And so we're like, all right, let's not get cute. Let's just go win this thing, put our defense out there. And they did. They executed at a high level. So, and a lot of prayers, too. They helped.
Any update on Gabe or Jordan?
No, nothing for you at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.